right now, panel some more questions for you. Roxanne, Microsoft's search service Bing was created to compete with Google. It's tough to break through the monopoly on search that Google has, but Bing has done it. How, does it turn out, does Bing find things on the internet?
I never use Bing. This is a problem. I know it's shorter.
It makes sense because, well, what do you do when you want to find something on the internet?
I search Google.
So does Bing. That's right. Microsoft could come up with its own way of doing internet searches, but come on. Why bother reinventing the wheel when you can spend your time playing Farmville? Google suspected that Bing was just copying its search results, so they laid a trap. They created a special search result that only Google would give you. And then 2 weeks later, Bing! Wow. Once caught, Bing did not deny it, but they said stealing Google searches is only one of their many proprietary search methods. They also steal Yahoo searches, and in a real pinch, they ask Jeeves. Roxanne, we remember Sharon Angle. She was the Tea Party candidate who came out of nowhere, nearly beat Harry Reid in Nevada's Senate race last year. Well, she didn't win a seat in the Senate, so now she is advising people on what?
This is one of my favorite stories of the week. She's going to be a makeup consultant.
Yes, makeup and beauty tips. 2 weeks ago, Ms. Angle appeared at a makeup event in Las Vegas called Glam and Gloss. That event promised that Ms. Angle would, quote, share her beauty and makeup challenges during the campaign and how she overcame them, unquote. Based on her election strategy, we assume she used Second Amendment solutions to beauty problems, perhaps the blush application shotgun, followed with the Beretta handheld 22 caliber highlight pistol. During the campaign, of course, Ms. Angle made news when she told a group of Hispanic students that she couldn't tell if they were Latino or Asian. This might explain her new line of foundation makeup that comes in two shades, normal people and indiscriminate foreigner. Alonzo, food regulations issued by the U.S. government have changed over time. We've had the four food groups, the food pyramid. Now the government has updated it once again, and its new advice to all Americans regarding food is what?
Eat less of it?
Yes, that's it. Just don't eat so much. The FDA is abandoning the more delicate food pyramid in favor of some straight talk. The official guideline is, quote, enjoy your food but eat less, unquote. I don't know if it's going to work. Americans say suggestions to eat less makes them hungry.
I never understood the food pyramid. The food pyramid just had, how did it work?
Well, the food pyramid was supposed to get you to eat more of one kind of food than another. So the base of the pyramid was grains and stuff like that, and then there's fruits and vegetables, and then there's meats, and there's, like, desserts at the top.
And then all the protesters around the food pyramid.
Exactly. Yes.
They're saying, stop eating.
Alonzo, Wikipedia, it's in crisis. They have contributors from a score of countries writing in hundreds of languages, but they can't seem to get any entries from whom?
Egypt?
No. No. This strange problem might explain why on Wikipedia, which covers every topic under the sun, there are such limited entries on romance novels, Lifetime movies, empathy.
I wouldn't say women.
Yes, why not?
Women?
Women.
Women are not writing into Wikipedia?
Women are not writing entries for Wikipedia. A year ago, the organization that runs Wikipedia ran a demographic study of its contributors. They found that they had fewer women than the Ben Roethlisberger fan club. Fewer than 15% of their contributors were female, which means entries of traditional female interest, like women's clothing, for example, get far less interest than things men are interested in, like women without clothing. Really, though, this finding should not be surprising to anyone who has come upon the blank page that is the Wikipedia entry for how to make a woman happy. Yeah. How could we get women to contribute to Wikipedia other than having Oprah turn to the camera and say, everybody contribute to Wikipedia?
Well, maybe if it were scented.
I think the best way to get women to correct Wikipedia is start every entry with, a man said.